printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 19. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at TigertownGraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Walt Dipp, Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Texter 760 writes, Walt, if you had to guess right now for this basketball team, would you say over or under 25 wins in the regular season? Probably under. I still think it's a tournament team. And I think they'll play their best basketball in the second half of the year. I just think it's a lot of pieces that have to be blended together. But here's the but. I think they took a really big step forward in this game. I know that, like, I was getting, had some conversations with people on Twitter, and they're like, but Walt, if we had only done this, we could have won. I'm like, I don't care whether we won or lost. I mean, it's not, to me, that wasn't what was important in this game. It's just going through that process and playing a game like that against a team like that that was so physical. And listen, there's a chance that Clemson's not involved in a more physical basketball game all season than that one. That was a really physical game against a team that had a lot of size. And I thought Clemson really competed physically and kept, you know, anytime they got down, they came back. Those are the things I wanted to see. Now, the turnovers against that type of defense is what needs to be cleaned up. Too many turnovers, too many empty possessions because you didn't get a shot. You know, cut those and you win the game. And I think that's what this team needed to feel, because again, they had not felt that in the prior three games. You had not. Again, this team has been able to operate carte blanche. There's a reason Clemson hadn't committed any turnovers. The reason was the level of competition. So the level of competition went from way down to ramp way the freak up, and And so that worried me. And I didn't know how this team would respond. I liked the way they responded. I really liked the way they responded. I really loved the way Carter Welling responded, especially. He got thrown into the game real early because Godfrey picked up two quick fouls guarding the 7'3" dude. And I thought that Carter Welling really responded well. And I thought that he would. I mean, when Clemson landed Welling, I was ready to throw a party. I mean, I just thought that was a huge get. And I think you saw that already. So, look, I don't know how this all plays out moving forward. But, you know, I mean, to me, you know, I think your best players, well, we'll talk more about it. But the bottom line in all of it is I think Clemson took a big step in losing. It was the kind of game they need to be involved with. Now, let me get to Butch, and then I'll tell you what North Alabama is, because we have that coming up tonight. Butch, how are you, Butch? What? Good to have you.
All right, Walt, man. How you doing?
Good, tonight? Butch. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, appreciate getting in, man. Yeah, you know how it is, Walt. We on a downhill slide bad, you know, after that. That performance this weekend.
You know, here's the thing, Butch. How do you know? I mean, like, was it really good? Was it really awful? Was it both? I mean, because
you mean how you know, Walt? Didn't you see how the game ended?
I know how it ended, Butch. But if I had told you on Friday that you were going to go on the road to Kyle Field, to Texas A&M, and play the number 3 unbeaten team to a 31-30 game, you would have been ecstatic with that.
No, I would. I'll tell you right now, Walt, because I would have expected failure at the end, just like it happened. Like I've said before, I've been a Gamecock fan for a long, long time.
Right.
And I've seen this. Look, it was like it reminded me of 2005 when Steve Spurrier was leading Florida Gators 22-0 at halftime. I take a snooze, wake up, they have lost 44-22. I'm like, yep, well, that figures.
So you don't care about the close loss. Still, Butch, if you had never watched the game, okay, let me try it this way. If you had never watched the game, if you didn't hear anything about it, if you didn't know anything about it, if you came in today and I said, hey, man, you lost 31-30 against Texas A&M, you wouldn't have been – you wouldn't have thought that was a good performance against the number 3 team on the road?
It's been like, it's really a typical Shane Beamer move. It's a chicken curse. I truly believe the South Carolina Gamecocks are cursed.
Well, maybe, Butch. So you want him gone?
Huh?
Do you want him gone?
Who, Beamer?
Yeah.
I said that 6 weeks ago before they played LSU. He needed to take him and Mike Shula by the hand and go somewhere else.
Okay. So who do you want to be the next guy then?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm asking you, the professional. Because look, well, here's how it's been, okay? You check this out.
Yeah.
1999, we hired Lou Holtz, a past tense. But he turned the program around. He did really well. Okay, then we get another past tense. It's a 5-year curse with them. They do really well for a couple years, and nobody just sticks. And now here we are again, 5 years, Beamer, gone. I bet he's gone by the end of the year. I don't care if South Carolina lays down 62-17 on Clemson like they did us, he'll still be gone. If he ain't, I still want him gone.
So, you know, look, we're going to have a bunch of jobs open. Obviously, the Virginia Tech job got filled today. I don't know what those SEC schools are doing. I don't think LSU is going to be in the John Sumrall market, despite the fact that a lot of people did think that. I don't see that. Could Auburn? I don't know. Maybe. I'm not even sure about that. What about John Sumrall from Tulane to South Carolina? I mean that might be a guy you could get.
That would be a smart move, I think.
Yeah.
It would give him a chance to build.
Right.
You know, it's ruined. You know, Next year is start over, build. Why not put a good, young, talented coach in there to do it?
Yeah, and you're going to have to try and save Sellers, I guess. I mean, I don't know what's happening with Sellers. I mean, I have no idea. Have you heard anything?
He probably don't know what's going on either, man. After that play calling and stuff, it went on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, and he was responsible for some of that. I love Sellers, but he was
the last play of the game. Yeah. It's all on him.
Yeah, that last drive, that last sequence of plays, you just can't have what he did without question. Hey, no, Butch, good talking to you.
He needs to stay and be developed more.
I think that's true.
Now, whether it be with South Carolina or somebody else, I wish it'd be South Carolina. But he needs to develop one more year in the college football before he goes.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're 100% right, Butch. Yeah. Yep, thank you. Whether at South Carolina or somewhere else, I think that's right. You know, again, he's been damaged, I think, by the offensive line play this year. I think he's been really damaged. I mean, he's run for his life. I think he's hearing ghosts, whether they're there, whether they're not there. You know, I think that's where he is. And like I said, that last sequence of plays that ended the game was not good. And on the second and one, again, you had defenders come clean. He faced instant pressure. But you still have to be aware of the situation at this point in the year, and you're not trying to make any spectacular play there. You're trying to make a basic play. And if it's not there, the ball's got to come out. You're in second and one, Lenoris. You're second and one. You just can't take a 10, 11-yard sack in second and one at that point of the game when all you need is a field goal to win and you already have good position. You just can't do it. He's got to get rid of the football. He's big and strong enough to have gotten rid of the football and then come back and on third down, run the ball, pick up the first down, and move on. You know, move on towards that field goal. Instead, he does the exact opposite. He winds up with a 4th and 16, and then on 4th and 16, he tries to run, which you're not going to pick up on 4th and 16 unless everybody falls dead. And so 4th and 16, it's a situation where you just have to chuck it. Doesn't matter whether you guys are covered or not. You have to be aware of the situation. And I think that's disappointing, quite honestly. I think that whole series from Lenora Sellers was disappointing. There's just no way around it. It was just an awful series of plays. And I've not said that kind of thing about him before, but you just can't have it. You can't do what he did on second down. You can't do what he did on fourth down. You just can't. You just got to chuck it down the field, hope for a flag, hope your guy makes a play. You can't run for 2 yards with guys right in your face. That's not an answer. You just got to chuck it. Doesn't matter whether they're covered or not. You just have to throw the ball, and he didn't do it. So it's not good. I mean, I don't know what South Carolina's status is coming out of this game. I don't know how they're going to feel about themselves. I have no idea. And people are already asking me about Clemson, South Carolina. I have no idea whatsoever. None. I mean, absolutely none. I don't really know who either of these teams are. And we're at the end of the year. And quite frankly, I wouldn't trust either of them at this point. I don't know. I don't know. You know, the losing Jacobs hurts. That hurts. Clemson lost Jacobs Ramona in the celebration of the victory. He got hurt in the celebration. The offensive line has looked better since he's been a part of it. And so that's a big loss as you move forward. I don't know. I don't know how those pieces all add up. Right now, just no concept at all. And you're probably talking about a game that's going to basically be a pick 'em, and probably should be. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fret. Do not worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. You don't need any 12-hour drives to Western New York. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. How good's the Moretti's pizza, Ramona? How much are we craving that right now?
I could have some.
How good was that pizza?
It was great.
Yeah, it was just absolutely unbelievable. And then the Buffalo wings, You know, they have like six different kinds. They don't have a million flavors. These are real, authentic Buffalo, New York wings, and they are really proud of them because they've even tested them against the wings in Buffalo, New York. And again, these are all authentic Buffalo recipes. The original owner was from Buffalo, but they think they have the best wings on earth, and we've had a lot of people call in and said they do. Listen, how about Beef on Whack? Have you heard of that? Maybe on the show. Otherwise, probably not. But Beef on Whack is, they cook this roast beef for 8 hours. They slow cook it. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a cumberwick bun. They serve it with horseradish sauce and odd juice for dunking. It's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry. Fridays is a big night at Moretti's, and so much more. Full bar, but a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and restaurant are basically divided. Sports fans, this is your spot. They have big screen TVs everywhere, one hall wall, every Clemson snap, every NFL snap, and every snap of your team. Just ask. They'll put your team on. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular, and you will 100% thank me later. There's just no place like Moretti's at all. Just an incredibly special place. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about Turner's. Hey, look, ringing the holiday season with the tax-free weekend at Turner's Jewelers, November 28th, 29th, and December 1st. How about that? Make every day feel like Christmas morning. Give the gift of a little sparkle without the extra cost. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. It's an enormous store. Ramona lives there. Trust me, if they don't have it at Turner's, you don't need it or want it. They have everything. And for one weekend, though, they're giving you a gift, too. From show-stopping estate jewelry to top-quality pre-owned luxury watches, there's something for everyone on your shopping list. Male, female, doesn't matter. This holiday season, give the gift that will put Santa to shame. Visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service and exclusive tax-free pricing. November 28th, 29th, and December 1st only. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Get to Turner's for the tax-free weekend. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Imagine owning a new luxury townhome just minutes from Death Valley. Hunter Quinn Homes offers the perfect game day retreat for Tiger fans at The Landing at Clemson Marina. Across from Clemson Marina and only minutes from campus, these maintenance-free high-end homes are made for game day living. Room for friends and family and no yard work. Whether it's a weekend escape or your permanent home, The Landing at Clemson Marina lets you stay close to the team you love. Find Hunter Quinn Homes online to learn more and tour today.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on whack. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I was born a rambling man. My father was a guy.
Walt the Abtula Road Rage. So they're showing Jamar Chase spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And, of course, Jamar Chase said he didn't spit on anybody. So not only did you spit on him, but you flat-out lied, and it's on video. So now you're suspended one game. I think it may be time to up the suspensions for that. I know at one time in football it was a fairly common practice. But I think we've moved away from that, and I just think it's like the most degrading thing you can do to somebody else. And I don't blame Jalen Ramsey for 1 second. It's just not something anybody ought to be doing. It just plain isn't. A couple things, and I'm going to try and get some texts in this segment because we haven't got enough of them in. There are a ton that came in earlier that I didn't get enough to, but I want to get to some of them now. Bradley writes, though, Walt, look, if you want to look at a positive for the season, Clemson's punter and field goal kicker have gotten better and better. I think Clemson's kicker has made the last 10 in a row, and the punter is something we have not had in years, pretty much since Bradley Pinion left. Playing for the Falcons now. Love the show. That's from Bradley. Yeah, thank you, Bradley. I think you're onto something. Another texter said, well, I just tuned in, but should I be worried about Bama losing to Auburn in 2 weeks? You guys are awesome, and thanks as always. I think that's going to be a really competitive game. Remember, Auburn was on their way to whipping OU when they got screwed. And OU just beat Bama in Tuscaloosa. This is going to be on the plains where Alabama has trouble. And for Auburn, it's going to be their Super Bowl. You know, in other words, this game is going to have a similar feel to when Indiana went to Penn State. You know, a team near the top of the polls going to a team that's had a disappointing season, and the only thing that the team having the disappointing season has left is to win a game like that. And so you're going to get the best, Auburn's best shot. I think that Simpson is good enough to find a way to win it. But I don't know how much help he's getting now, and I think that's the concern with Alabama. As of now, I do not think Alabama can win a national title. I do think their defense has been better than I thought it would be. But I think offensively, it's still a limited team. It's Ty Simpson, and the run game just isn't there. I just don't think they look the part. I don't think they're ready. You know, I raised this question on social media about how many teams can win the national championship. I had one person, Clayton, I think, answered two. I'll tell you what I think in terms of how many teams can win the national title. And I'm looking at my my poll selections that I turned in for the map poll. And we'll probably get to more of this tomorrow. You can get in right now, 654-7627, if you want to get in and talk. How many teams can win the national title? All right. In no particular order. Let's jump around, okay? I don't think Alabama can. I don't think Oklahoma can. I don't think BYU can. Strangely enough, I do think there's a chance that Utah can. Utah's rushed for over 1,000 yards the last three games, and they're just mauling people. And we've seen that style win national championship of late, and they're playing better defense too. So I think Utah is dangerous. So I'm saying maybe on Utah, no on BYU, no on Bama, no on Oklahoma. Yes on Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame can win the national championship. Their defense is vastly improved over where it was early in the year. I mean, vastly improved. Their run game is the best in the nation. No one's really close, and their young quarterback Carr has played well. And, you know, Love is just special. They have a truly special player at that spot, and they're better at receiver than they've been. And they're well coached, and they were there a year ago. So there are a lot of reasons to believe that Notre Dame could win a national title. I think Oregon can. I I don't believe I'm actually saying this. Listen, they've had a ton of injury issues at receiver that hasn't helped their cause, but they can do two things that most of the recent vintage Oregon teams haven't been able to do at a high level. They can run the ball with multiple runners, and they can stop the run, especially that latter one. They can stop the run. This is an Oregon team that, you know, most of these Oregon teams, even a year ago when they were unbeaten for most of the year, they couldn't stop the run. This team can. This team has. I mean, this team played a really tough game at Iowa in weather that was not conducive to Oregon. And an Iowa team that just wanted to run. And Iowa ran it like 50 times, and their longest run was 9 yards. I think that shows you there's a toughness about Oregon up front defensively they've not had before. So I think they can, because you also have a quarterback that might be the number one pick of the draft. So I think Oregon can, as long as their receivers are healthy. I think they're – I'm not eliminating them. Ole Miss at 6. Well, I'll tell you what they have. In Lacy, they have an elite runner. And he gives them something that they really haven't had to that degree. Having said that, I'm saying no on Ole Miss because I just don't think they're good enough defensively. Plus, I think Lane Kiffin is, you know, nuts. So I think Kiffin is nuts as a game-time coach, and I don't think they're good enough defensively. So I'm saying no on them. Georgia, I'm saying yes. I'm not going overboard like I think we saw in the broadcast. I think part of that was Texas's doing and Texas's basic incompetence offensively, where they've not been a good offensive team all year. They have no running game whatsoever. And Arch Manning is still all over the board. You know, I think Texas had a chance to get back in that game, and some strange things happened. But I do think that the Georgia defense is playing better than it was, and I do think that Gunnar Stockton is playing like a Heisman candidate. And Georgia has run the ball. One of the differences in that game was Georgia's ability to run the ball. Even against the Texas. Look, Texas's defense really stiffened after those first couple drives. And the Texas defense acquitted themselves nicely for most of the rest of that game. But as of now, I think Georgia is a team that could win the national title. Texas Tech, they are 100% a team that can win the national title. I don't care what anybody says. You actually have to watch their games. This is the best defense in America. I don't think it's close. I mean, you just have dudes on this defense. I mean, you've got elite pass rushers. You have a linebacker who could win the Heisman Trophy, who deserves to be in the conversation. This is what happens. Anytime you play Texas Tech right now, your question has to be, can we block them? And to date, nobody has blocked them. Nobody. I don't think anybody can. I think they're going to pressure every quarterback they face. I don't care who they play. I don't care who it is. I don't think they do either. They have a bunch of NFL dudes. Were they bought and paid for? Yes. Yeah, they're bought and paid for, but that's playing by the rules. So, you know, this is who they are. And they have a quarterback who has an absolute NFL arm in Brennan Warren. So I think they have a lot of answers. If they fail, it will be because other people were able to pressure them and that their offensive line didn't hold up. But I think they're really, really dangerous. I mean, we're in a situation right now where BYU and Utah are both top 13 teams, okay? Having said that, both those teams played Texas Tech, and each of them got their A handed to them on a platter by Texas Tech. So I think that's how good Texas Tech is and how dangerous they are. So the answer to Texas Tech is yes. The answer to A&M is also yes. I don't care what happened in one game against South Carolina. I don't know why we do that, but this is what we do. We watch a team play one bad game against somebody we don't like or something, and suddenly they're not quality anymore. Well, I think the rest of A&M's resume says they are quality. You know, they found a way to win after all that and are still unbeaten. Was it pretty? No. Was it awful in some ways? Yes. Does it mean they suddenly suck? No, I don't think it does. I think Reed's having the year of his life. I know he had a bad first half. I had people writing me saying, Walt, they need to pull Reed. And I said, no, they don't. They just need to stay with him. He's had a Heisman quality year. I think that team has the coaching. They have the running game when healthy to be able to really physically control a game. They have the defense, and they lead the nation in sacks. So I think there are a lot of reasons to think A&M is legit, and they're a very dangerous team despite the one game. I'm not reading too much into one football game versus the rest of everything they've done all year. I'm not. I think that they're still a very legitimate team. So I'm not going in that direction. I think they can absolutely still play. And I think they're still very dangerous. Let me tell you about our friends at Burn Digital. They're more than our friends. They're actually us. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros, and we're local. Look, we're going to be there for you. We understand this market better than anybody. We have the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. That's us. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. I promise you will thank us later. Burn Digital is they're the other part of us that you don't see, but they are absolutely terrific at what they do, and they can 100% help you and your business. And then before we go to break, let me tell you about my friend Gary Mahaffey and his wife Janie, insurance for seniors and disabled. Gary and Janie own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work with Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service quality and availability, which are still the trademarks of this company today. You've heard all the testimonials from people who have called the show, and we had back-to-back callers one day. Just singing Gary's praises, talking about what an incredible individual he is. I'm telling you, salt of the earth, you need Gary and his team to help you navigate this system. There is no way you can navigate it as a layperson, and there are way too many charlatans and scammers in this industry. Trust me, Gary has been doing this and helping people in the upstate for over 20 years. He and his agents will help you. Gary and his agent service always comes at no cost to you. Call him today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. You can still get in if you want, 654-7627. Quick break.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's Best Spa, 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa, 13 years in a row.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra, not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet
girl. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. I'm getting Sam Darnold questions. I'm not exactly sure why. I know he didn't have a great game yesterday, but he's really had a good couple of seasons. That'd be my answer for now. I mean, I think the Vikings would like to have him back. I think they would like to have him back right now. Because at the moment, that draft pick's not looking so great. You know, they talked about JJ's elite arm, which I just didn't buy. I just didn't see any elite arm. And a lot of these throws he's making are just ducks. So we'll see. Tasha asks, which NFL quarterback would you compare Drake May to? Look, I understand the reasons for the Josh Allen comparison. He's a big-bodied quarterback with a pretty good arm and pretty good athleticism, but he doesn't have Allen's arm or athleticism. That's just a separate level. I don't know. I mean, he's a little Allen-like in terms of build, etc. But I don't know that there is a truly good comp for him, and I don't think. I'm not even sure the Josh Allen comp is fair to him. By the way, Josh Allen responsible for 6 touchdowns yesterday, 3 running, 3 throwing. It's only the second time in history that that had been done, and the other was also Josh Allen. So,
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I guess he's pretty good, especially because I'm not sure how good that team is. And then, you know, and then the Cleveland Browns wound up having to go to Shedeur Sanders after Dylan Gabriel got hurt. And that's like choosing between herpes 1 and 2. We've already seen enough of Sanders to know he can't play. He has a lot of the same issues that Dylan Gabriel has. He has a non-NFL arm. It's not even close. And he can't play. And we saw it in the preseason when he got a chance. He was awful. And we saw it the other night. He was awful. And Dylan Gabriel's also awful. So, you know, it's choice between herpes 1 and herpes 2. There's no answer to be found there. And there's not going to be an answer to be found there. And the more he plays, the worse he's going to get. And there are still attitude questions about him. I mean, I don't know what they do, quite honestly, but they have to come up with a quarterback because they don't have one in their system and really haven't for a long period of time. So I don't ultimately know what their answer is. They don't really have an answer. Hey, Ramona. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog and what happened to me and what nearly happened to me this weekend with Underdog. Look, man, I love Underdog. People are asking me for plays tonight. I don't have anything yet. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make your picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. This is Underdog. And so, Ramona, on Friday, I put in an 8-way play on Underdog.
Really? 8 ways?
Yeah. I threw $50 at it, and it had a boost. And I played it straight up. So I had to hit all 8 to win. Okay? On Saturday, it was a mixed play. It was a mixed play of college football and NBA. All right? And some of the NBA... Some of those Friday night, I don't know. In any case, the bottom line breakdown on it, Ramona, was I had, they were all Friday night. They were all Friday night except the last two. Okay, it's becoming clearer now. They were all Friday night except the last two, which were on Saturday. And the two on Saturday were college football. So, on Friday night, Ramona, they all look good. It looks like I might go 6 of 6. And I get to 5 that have hit easily. And then the last one is Bell, the wide receiver for Louisville, Ramona. I need him to get to 82.5 yards, right? I need to get to 82.5 yards. He has 79 when they throw him the pass with 17 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
Right in his hands for an 8-yard gain.
Yeah.
And he drops it.
No. No.
He drops it, Ramona.
No.
And they had one more snap, but Moss just chucked it down the field to nobody. And so instead of hitting that, and that would have made me.
Yeah.
That would have made me 6 of 6. Then on Saturday, I hit the 7th. And then the eighth was actually Lenoris Sellers to go lower than his 20 yards rushing, which I think he went higher than. And so I actually wanted him to go higher than at that point, Ramona, because I did not want to lose on Bell dropping that pass.
Get all the rest of them right.
And my thought on the Sellers thing was he'd struggled run the ball. He's had a lot of sacks, which counts as negative yardage. And I thought against the best pass rush in America, that problem was going to continue. So I felt pretty good about that. But Ramona, before that happened, okay, with the Bell thing, had I won the 8 of 8, it was going to pay $6,200 and something. And so when Bell dropped...
He had 79, and he only had to go 8, and so you would have won.
All he needed was three more yards. Three or four more yards.
And he needed to go 8 to get the...
The last down. Pass to him would have been an 8 or a 9-yard gain. It was right in his hands. And he looked back at Moss about the way Moss threw the ball. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Just catch the ball.
Just run.
Because I actually felt like when I was going to cash out for $6,000-something, I was close.
Wow.
I was close. And like I said, I believe Sellers went higher than that rushing yardage, and that's the only thing that made me feel better. Because had both those things sat, I was actually rooting for one of those on Saturday to be wrong, because I did not want to lose on Bell dropping that last pass with 17 seconds left and lose $6,000-something because Bell dropped a pass. So, yeah, I was actually rooting for one of those to be wrong. I think Sellers went higher than that number, and I'm not even checking it anymore. He was higher at one point. That was all I wanted to know. I didn't go back and check it. I wanted to think in my mind that he went higher so that I didn't relive this Bell thing forever. So it's underdog. You can do these type of things. You have a shot to do these type of things. And you can also play it conservatively, which I generally do. But every once in a while, I throw out what I call a lottery pick, and I throw out what I call a lottery pick. Download the app. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's incredible. $100 bonus when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Yeah, Ramona. In fact, here's another thing. They did not mark that wrong for the longest time. Like, so I don't know if they were recounting or recalibrating, because the Bell play didn't go away. It stayed up, like it was still, like there was something that was still in doubt or still live. They did not take it down.
They wanted you to look at it.
They just wanted me to torture, right? They just wanted me to be more tortured by it. But I was feeling so good, Ramon, because like everything was going my way easily, you know? And even Bell had 50-something yards at halftime. And I thought for sure that he would get to that, but it became a different type of game in the second half. And
so you're not able to do the underdog thing and then just go away from it and check it later and not know, or
sometimes I do.
You know what I
sometimes
mean?
Sometimes I do.
You, I mean, are but you? Sometimes are you going, I got three of them.
Yeah,
I got three of them. I got four of them.
Sometimes I do, but sometimes they just flat out follow. Now, if I'm looking at if I play 8, all right, and in this case, this was the most. I've played 8 before, and I've come really close. I hit 7 of 8 once, and I played it straight up. That would have paid $3,000-something. This was the most the 8 would have paid out. This 8 was going to pay $6,200-something. So, because it had a boost, too, and I put $50 on it. So yeah, I was watching this, because all those early numbers, here's what happened, Rona. Like in the NBA games, I made 3 NBA plays. I don't remember, but I think I played Sengun, etc. But all of the early numbers were really strong. I'm looking at them thinking, oh, these guys are already well on their way to doing this. And now I'm looking down on the board, and now all of them are well on their way to doing it. And now I'm thinking to myself, oh, this could get interesting. So at that point, yes, I'm tracking it.
Okay, so you're sitting there watching the game.
At that point, I'm checking. And I was already watching Clemson-Louisville anyway, and I already knew what was going on in that game. And I had hit, I think I made one Clemson play. I took Antonio Williams to go higher than 5.5 receptions, which he cleared easily. He had 7 or 8. So he cleared that easily. And then I took Louisville's receiver, Bell, because every receiver had been gaining 100 yards against Clemson. I thought there was no way the Tigers would hold Bell under 100 yards. And probably shouldn't have. But I thought for sure, I mean, at that point, I thought for sure. And then when I saw him throw the ball to him with 17 seconds left, I was like, yes! And then he dropped it. He dropped it. He freaking dropped an 8-yard pass.
The agony of defeat.
I guess he must have played himself to go lower. Yeah. Oh, that's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. But that is the world we live in. Except he was actually pissed at Moss. I don't know. I guess he thought the ball was a little bit behind him. Of course, every Moss pass is behind the receiver. That's just the way it goes. Because that's who he is. By the way, he sucks a lot. Did I tell you that before the year? I told you they should never get Miller Moss. That he absolutely sucks. That was the flaw in Kwok's plan of Louisville Rising. He was right about Louisville Rising. He just didn't take into account how badly Moss sucks. I tried to tell him that. It's just so strange. These guys will watch a player play one good game against them. That's how Castellanos wound up at Florida State. It's not the Melzon connection. It's that Castellanos played the two best games of his BC career against Florida State. And that's how Moss wound up at Louisville. Moss played one good game in his college career, and it came against Jeff Fromm in a bowl game. And if Jeff had actually gone back and watched the film, he would have seen that all of Moss's throws sucked. He just threw punts against Louisville's then hideous man-to-man coverage, and they called fair catches. He threw for 6 touchdown passes in that game. I watched every moment, and I knew somebody would be stupid enough to get him. I didn't think it would be Brom. And really, that's Brom's undoing. Last year we had Tyler Shuck, who's a legitimate NFL quarterback with a legitimate big-time arm. Moss throws like an 8-year-old. And there's just no way around that at the end of the day. All right, we are going to have a bunch of things to get to tomorrow. Oh, quickly, Clemson basketball tonight. The guy you need to look out for with North Alabama is Cornelius Williams. He's 6'9", 220 pounds. He's a jumping jack. He had 28 and 16 rebounds against Northwestern. Dante Bacchus also on that baseline. He's a pretty good player. And then Kovacic is their three-point shooter, although he can't make a free throw, which is odd. Stay tuned. Hitch and Pitch coming your way. And then Tiger Hour. And then Clemson basketball. So you're going to be here all friggin' night listening to the station. So stay tuned.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Your parking lot is the very first